Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Gig Pigs, where Ivor Graham has just described himself as the fun one.
Oh no.
Oh no. Literally, what, 2 seconds before
you said ago, you, and as I pressed record, you, I would say, had the blissful face of a man very much unaware of slash non-believing of the possibility of about to be knifed like that by a dead
But,
friend.
I mean, deservedly knifed. And like, it's very hard now to be like, that's not what I think.
Don't worry, Ivor, I'm not requesting you to not be the fun one now. No.
Well, season two, or certainly this bit of content from it, kicks off with Alex Healy certainly being the fun one, if it's saying a thing which has absolutely reduced me to rubble. We must say, in context,
yes,
that while as described quite a lot, and I'll tell you what, I'd love to spend a bit less of series two than series one discussing how you do most of the admin, partly because I think regular listeners will be sick of hearing that, partly because
you're stepping up to the plate.
It'd be great to step up to the
yeah,
plate,
you
but,
are.
But mainly because the listeners have heard enough about it. So
sure.
If it is a case of same dynamic but mention it less, that's
yes.
fine.
A combination of you stepping up to the plate slash stop talking about the plate.
Yeah, stop talking about the plate. So without any further acknowledging of the pre-existing plate, let's talk about the bucket hats in front of me on Alex's spare bed in Ivo's room. I'm at his house in South.
And we're here to announce series two of the podcast.
We are announcing series two of the podcast, and although we of course bring both fun and admin to the podcast, specifically with this, I've prepared a quiz unrequested for Alex said, Ivo, have you done any of the things that we discussed doing for series two? I've done a quiz, but we've also got in front of us Alex's computer with a few things we're going to tell you about series two. And when Alex said we should sit a bit further apart so we don't interference on our microphones, can you still see the screen? I said, I don't need to see the screen. I'm the fun. So that was a reference to how in this one, I just need to be near the bucket hats and you could be near yeah. the list of sort of Patreon benefits for this in this context. Should we get on with my bucket-hatted fun?
Are we doing bucket-hatted fun pre or post the series?
No, let's get into that Word document that I can just about read.
Fantastic. Let's say it together. The first episode of series two is Josh Widdicombe on Blur.
Yes, we are very much a male podcast hosting duo with some very obvious nods in our podcast to our friends and undeniable comedic influences, James Acaster and Ed Campbell. And some of our episodes are recorded where Off Menu is filmed. And sometimes when we have a format point, you say, is this our still or sparkling? So what better way to eliminate any further claims of plagiarism than saying the name of the guest in unison like they do at the start of Off Menu?
Right, fair enough.
Sorry, you didn't like any of that. You heard the face of Matt going, I don't like any of this journey. And presumably we're on this journey because the destination is bad. What was your least favourite bit of the journey?
I think what was worse is I really thought the destination was going to be good.
Oh,
and then when it was, oh, just like another thing about it being...
I believe that it's a compliment to the lads that Still or Sparkling has become such a reference point for just any format point in the podcast. And I think we've mentioned recording at Plosive Studios before.
Yes, that's true.
So none of this is new information. It's just the information has never been aggregated together in such a sort of self-indicting way at such an important narrative point for our own independent and original venture. I do get why it was a bad idea. Just let me get out my bucket hat. So we're here to talk about Josh Widdicombe.
And we must say it separately.
We're here to talk to Josh.
No, I'm never going to say anything in unison with you ever again.
Okay, and we're here to talk to Josh about what his dream opening track at a Blur concert is, what his dream middle track at a Blur concert is, and his dream encore at a Blur concert.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a great episode, which we've recorded, and we've recorded lots more for Series 2, and in that way, at least, it's very much going to be business as, if you can say usual, after one series, where every week there's a new episode with a new guest and a new artist.
That's coming out on Thursday, the 28th of September.
Yes.
But indeed, in a way, it already has dropped, if you're hearing this, because we have launched a Patreon for Our Sins.
Yes, and Our Sins. And I am staying quiet during any mention of the sort of chronology or Alex saying these cool, mysterious things. Like, in a way, it's already dropped right. Because I don't want to, A, ruin the sort of suspense of you saying it in this spooky way. But also, I
your Guy Pearce in Memento and you don't really know what's happening. And you
I have seen that.
I've seen Memento.
Yes.
That's out now. So, sorry, the film Memento has been out for years, but the episode of Gig Pigs with Josh Widdicombe about the band Blur is currently out. If you subscribe to our Patreon, so you'll get that now. And in general, you'll be getting those episodes 3 days early. You'll be getting those on the Monday rather than the Thursday.
So is this mini episode, as well as being a lovely quiz using some bucket hats, it's announcing the Patreon?
Yes, exactly. And what's really fun about this is often in like a corporate training video, what Ivo just did would be like a really helpful scripted thing that you help the audience understand by going, and sorry, and so the point of this video, it's like Ivo had a sort of genuine look of confusion in his eye about what he was doing.
Well, some people already know about the Patreon because they've already listened to Josh Widdicombe on Blur. Or is it they could have done.
Ivo just mementoed. So the Josh Widdicombe episode on Blur that we've already recorded the top and tail of.
That's already out, is it?
That's now out if you subscribe to the Patreon.
But how can they subscribe to Patreon when this is advertising?
It's there in the Patreon ether.
Ah.
If you subscribe
to it. You couldn't have listened to that before you're listening to this, could you? Somehow.
No, I suppose if you physically came up to one of us on like Wednesday.
Hey,
before this is it,
if
and
you
then
type
you've
Gig
got...
Pigs into Patreon, if you for the last year have been going onto Patreon.com and being like, hey, listen, maybe Ivo's in charge of the admin this week and there is a Gig Pigs Patreon, but it just hasn't been announced. And to be honest, I had the great privilege of just now watching Alex establish that the Patreon domain Gig Pigs was available.
Yes, please.
So that's great news. It's there. Josh Widdicombe is there talking about Blur.
And then also, no ads. Say bye to ads if you join in on the Patreon. So ad-free episodes.
Yes.
You'll never buy anything again.
Yes, free yourself from the shackles of commerce by shackling yourself to the specific commerce of Gig Pigs.
As well as that, we'll be putting out a lot of bonus episodes. Some of those will be a mixture of mini little episodes, little extra bits from our episodes with our guests.
Yes.
And then, very excitingly for us as well, Ivo and I will be sort of recording longer bonus episodes.
Yes, we will.
Where if you're thinking, this is all a little...
More gigs? They're going to more gigs? No, we're not.
No. At the moment, we'll be watching sort of various music documentaries, I think is the plan for the first phase of this. And we've already watched the Noughties New York music scene documentary, Meet Me in the Bathroom.
We've watched it twice.
We've watched it twice, but we watched it so long ago the first time that we've forgotten it. So we watched it again so that we could be hot off the press in recording our hour-long chat.
That was great. It was such a great evening at your home, eating Thai food, absolutely destroying you at FIFA. At Man United 5, Seville 1.
Yeah, so we're 1-0 up.
Dawns don't come falser. And then we watched Meet Me in the Bathroom with your brother and your fiancé, who had a partial interest in it.
Fiancé interested, brother had headphones in for something else.
That's
but
fine.
Then when he saw some footage of Donald Trump from the early noughties on TV, he sort of perked up because he's very anti-Trump, but I just mean that the music washed over him, but the kind of early noughties political scene setting was of interest.
And that's perfect for our ratio, really, because it's a bonus music-based patron of a music podcast, but it will, of course, dip into other topics that would excite the Tom Keeleys of this world. Although, to be fair, if Tom had looked up, taken his headphones off, and watched it, that bit about, who was it?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, sorry. Or indeed George Bush, or Osama bin Laden, or many of the other big political figures of the Meet Me in the Bathroom supporting cast.
We've just done a trailer for Series 2 where we're having to list a series of examples, but it would be like Haim, Blur, Pulp. Instead, you've had to be like, Donald Trump, George Bush, Osama bin Laden. Like some of the great guests we've got on Series 2 of Gig Fix.
Yes, no, it did feel a bit weird.
That aquatic interview with a bin Laden was hard, but...
He's buried at sea.
He's buried at sea.
Controversially, it was seen as a disrespectful thing to do.
Yes, and we will not be contradicting that in our Meet Me in the Bathroom episode. This is the most we've ever talked on a mic about the sea burial of Osama bin Laden.
I hope never to talk about the sea burial of Osama bin Laden for even a fraction of the amount we just have.
Yes, so sorry for doing it in your ears. But the point is, I'm genuinely, quite aside from any commercial intrigues behind setting up a Patreon, will anyone do it, but there's also the genuine excitement for me to just spend more time with you, which I know sounds sarcastic, but it really isn't, because while we have so many fantastic, going to watch live music is amazing, getting to go with this lovely revolving carousel of our friends and indeed some people in the comedy world who we haven't hung out that much, and then we have an incredibly bonding experience. Basically, the podcast is a fantastic social and, for you the listener, parasocial experience. but also I have so much fun just talking to you in the comfort of our homes about just niche music shit from usually 2005. And I know that that's not for everyone, and sometimes it's not even for us. Alex will be going into the minutiae of I'm always interested. Anything you're talking about from 2005, I'm in.
Great.
I think we have collected sufficient evidence from talking to people about Gig Pigs that there are people who are not ashamed of the murkiness of those depths, as it were. Annoying to use murky depths so soon after the old sea burial chat. But what I mean is, yeah, we know you're out there, niche people. Niche people, not niche people. We
know you're, well, look, this episode's great.
Niche's episode in season one, and he would be... He's got such a fantastic music. It was quite annoying. It's actually not loads of it seems to be in 2005.
No.
Like, he might have like some brilliantly articulate things to say about Kanye West's first or second album from 2005. I think it would have to be a very long car journey with Nish, where I was like, Nish, could I tell you about Q Magazine's review of the second Franz Ferdinand album from 2005 and why the phrase its greatest hits feel is its biggest strength and weakness has sort of haunted my relationship with all pieces of music and indeed art that feel like they're sort of almost too good in the near 20 years since.
And that car journey is maybe like a co-headline gig in Falkirk for some logistical reason. You both had to get back to London that night.
Yes, that's exactly right. Although I will never go to Falkirk again after 2019. Sorry to the 13 people who came, 5 of whom were friends of my parents. We did our best.
I genuinely plucked that name out of nowhere with no intent to psychologically damage you. And it's very exciting what side quests you can achieve on the way.
In a Guardian Q&A, not to be confused with the review, don't read the review, read the Q&A from earlier this year, which I believe you've read and which I reference you in our podcast in, I do say I think that Falkirk was my worst ever gig. So something's gone on there, consciously or subconsciously. It would have been great to have Nish there.
Yeah.
Where were you, Nish, in 2019? What you're getting from this Murky Depths Patreon, you're getting early episodes.
You're getting ad-free episodes.
You're getting ad-free episodes.
You're getting bonus episodes.
And you're getting bonus episodes to the tune of probably at least 3 or 4, I would say, per month. We're taking some bits from our interviews with guests, perhaps with bonus questions like your worst ever gig, perhaps with a very specific section of chat which was so niche or so libelous.
Too dismissive for the main body.
Too hot for spot. Five. And or that was just easily cuttable for continuity reasons. That's going in. And then we're having great fun watching these documentaries.
Late night wanging on about some lovely documentary.
We've mentioned it before many times, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Live Earth 2007.
There exists an hour and 20 minutes of us talking about 6 minutes of a Red Hot Chili Peppers set in the deep archives of my Zoom.
The first thing we recorded, and in many ways still the thing I just want to put out and see.
What's the thing in your mind? You know when there's like a TV show where there's an unbroadcast pilot and then it comes out and then it looks so different to the show that you know and love? Like, you know how The Simpsons early seasons look like a different...
Friends Series 1 looks very different to Friends Series 2. Peep Show changes a lot after its first series.
Yes, that's true. Are there any shows where they had a laugh track for one season and then removed it or anything like that? Anyway, I'm not saying that the Red Hot Chili Peppers unbroadcast pilot is as different, but maybe we'll sling that out of the archives for a sort of novelty factor.
We've still got, depending on your perspective, the same passion for talking enthusiastically about granular details of live and recordings of live music that we did when we were recording that episode 10 months ago, or we're still making exactly the same mistakes we made then.
Either it was great and we're great now, it was shit and we're still shit.
Yeah, yeah. No progress.
No change. Seinfeld style.
Oh, and a quiz. Obviously, the quiz that I'm going to give you now, but also I will do a monthly quiz.
It's straight down the line. That's Ivo's fiefdom.
And again, this might have been a good pre-record chat, but what is that getting emailed?
I think that's getting emailed. That's getting emailed. I think there's a sort of newsletter email function, he says, very hopefully for Patreon, but I believe there is. Sort of secret email for the secret email Patreon gang.
Lovely. I like that a lot. I'm excited to do the quiz. I think we're getting quite close to it.
We're getting quite close to the quiz.
But Alex, how much does this Patreon cost?
It's a fiver a month. You're having to time travel to probably 2015 to get that in the Hammersmith Apollo. Our beloved Hammersmith Apollo
our
for a pint.
Beloved Hammersmith Apollo. Yes, when I saw Kate Bush with my father at the Hammersmith Apollo in, I'm going to say, 2014.
What's the prices that turned
the
right wing?
Price of a
no, sorry. That's trying to make a joke about Kate Bush being turned right wing by the price of... She's not that right wing, but there was that whole debate about whether she's a Tory or not.
I don't think she's Well, in
Tory,
unrelated news, me and my father went to see... My father does not love Kate Bush for her views. He genuinely has just loved her... The eclectic brilliance and uniqueness of her live work for, I guess...
She's a peerless artist.
Yes. In fact, after I received a slightly sub-positive bit of critical acknowledgement at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, my dad called me up and said, people didn't like Kate Bush's The Kick Inside when it came out.
Which was so nice.
That's lovely. And also, I don't think it was The Kick Inside. I think it was Never Forever. I should have taken this a bit closer to my heart, given what a genuinely sweet moment it was. But I did have to say, yes, Dad, but that is a now really critically acclaimed album by one of the great individual artists of all time.
What you're saying is you're not as sure that there's going to be, in 20 years, a Pitchfork Sunday retrospective review where the points are upped for that particular show, because you hopefully won't be touring that show in 20 years.
We didn't realise at the time quite what Ivo getting audience members to throw bouncy balls to other audience members said about society.
I've seen the show. It's fantastic.
Thanks, man. That's not what it's about. Also, don't. It's going on tour. Might not be... Tie myself in absolute knots here.
So anyway, it's a fiver for all that. Less than a pint.
Kate Bush, may I? We were very keen to go to Kate Bush. My dad was obviously desperate to go. He missed out on the sort of standard tickets. So instead we got, I think it's the only VIP package I've ever been involved in. We went for a meal before the gig at the church next to the Hammersmith Apollo, which was a bit weird.
And that's part of the VIP package?
Yeah, you got a meal, but don't worry, it wasn't a cheap meal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The cost of the VIP package. If we're talking Patreon terms, it's the sort of the one we're going to do in a minute, which is like a ludicrous sum of money.
Was Kate Bush there? But the Patreon meal, the VIP package?
Oh, no.
Just all muck in, serve a bit of wine.
Muck in and serve a bit of wine.
So that's less than a pint a month, fiver. But also, if you're in the first 100 Patreons to support us, you get a permanent forever discount. Instead of a fiver, it will be £3.80. Ivo, would you like to explain why it's £3.80?
Yes. In an episode we did earlier this summer called Future Dogs Die in Kaiser Ferdinand's Hot Hot Car Party, that was based on the aforementioned Franz Ferdinand review in the aforementioned, I think, September 2005 issue of Q magazine that I brought to your parents' house after a gig as what I genuinely called a gift. And we recorded an episode off the back of it, which I would say quite close to the sort of thing we'll be aiming at with our content for this side proj, because it's not specifically about live music, but it is me and you at our most pig.
And that magazine's cost was?
£3.80. That's what I was paying for Q magazine in 2005, although it was actually a subscription bought for me by my parents, so it's probably a different overall price and not paid by me.
But also, crucially, 3.8 is what Pitchfork disgracefully gave Everything Everything's superb debut, Man Alive.
Ian Cohen. I've read and
You've
loved
read
so many Ian Cohen reviews over the years. But
he's a good reviewer, and that's why it's smarted.
Yes. Future Mercury Prize contenders continue to make it difficult for us to take UK hypes very seriously.
Oof.
That's tough, man.
Fuck Everything Everything and fuck the UK, say Pitchfork,
yeah,
as they always do. Unless it's Laura Snapes reviewing Everything Everything for them, which she sometimes does. She'll give them a 7.6. She won't go to Best New Music, but she'll be like...
But Ian Cohen, like, sticking two fingers up to the special relationship. We've watched Meet Me in the Bathroom for this project. It's a wonderful, almost like patriotically stirring piece about how a lot of these bands became popular in the UK first, and America should be grateful to the enemy. And then here on Pitchfork, it's like the UK says we should like a band. We don't, I'm afraid. 3.8. Oh man, I want to do an episode where I just read this review through with you and talk to you about your specific objections.
Oh man,
would you like to hear that? Could you email us at gigpigspodcast@gmail.com?
I will just put it on the Patreon anyway. So,
so you said £5 for monthly Patreon,
but
or
£3.80 for the first 100 heroes, the first 100 Piglets?
Weirdly, given how much of this we're literally busking on recording, I'm like, no.
We can't name it on that. Right.
I know you're feeling clever because you've remembered the word piglet now. We recorded an episode earlier today where
Alex... forward joke for about 8 weeks' time, so just remember that.
He forgot the word piglet. I forget everything all of the time, and I need Alex to hold my hand and occasionally just hold my whole body in his arms, but he forgot the word piglet.
I'm still smarting and sweating.
Is there any other Patreon tiers, Alex?
There's one more Patreon tier. There is the Guy Hands from EMI / Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams tier. I haven't quite decided which one to call it.
They're from the same story, aren't they, about Robbie Williams?
They're from the same story. So for just £10,000 a month, you can force us to go pig a particular gig of your choice, band of your choice, venue of your choice. We have to go and watch that gig, and we will record an episode of Gig Pigs about it, because you are Guy Hands of the venture capital organization Terra Firma, who bought EMI in the early noughties and handed Robbie Williams an £80 million contract for a series of albums, which went quite badly, and EMI was subsequently liquidated as a result of those poor business decisions. So if you're someone with more money than sense...
That's such a funny, like, you know when they do the small print really fast? And why not join the Guy Hands from EMI, £10,000 a month, gig pig, record a special episode with you at a gig of your choice. Guy Hands from EMI, it's actually a very, very bad business decision. You knew what the joke was going to be there, and then I wasn't fast enough to actually say it. I'm very bad at that as a speaker.
We must say £10,000 a month. It does not include travel outside the M25. So if you want us to go to...
I thought it was outside the UK.
Nope, outside the M25. I don't care about the £10,000 a month. It's £10,000 a month plus a £200 for three return tickets to Manchester.
I'll tell you what. If you want to do the Guy Hands, we'll discuss it more. If that's the difference maker, let's get in touch via email and start discussing it. I'm not ruling it out completely. I love to pay for my own travel.
And we will pod it. We'll pod it. We might not put it out on the main feed. It might just be that we send you an MP3 of your mad Guy Hands Puppet Master pod. But you got your three tiers. You got your normal fiver a month tier. Yes. You've got your £3.80 initial 100 heroes. And then you've got your insane more money than sense Guy Hands tier. £10,000 a month, please.
Great to call your tier the more money than sense tier.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Alex, in April this year, I went shortly after seeing you when you absolutely sweetly brought me a box of Krispy Kremes filled with crisps at the end of the London Marathon. I went to the EFL Awards wearing a white bucket hat for a Harry McCurdy costume, which was almost immediately realised to be a mistake. However, I did buy two white bucket hats for the occasion because I bought them online and I wanted an insurance hat in case one didn't fit. And also, I thought, I'm not going to take it to the charity shop immediately, my spare bucket hat, because now the aesthetic pleasure of holding two bucket hats, one with a black inner, one with a white inner. Now, this is for a recap of Series 1, just to remind these potential Patreons of all the good times had so far.
Previously on Gig Pigs.
Yes. There are 20 pieces of paper in both hats.
In both hats.
As in 21, 20 in the other.
Is it comedian guest in one hat? And band in another hat.
That'd be pretty great, wouldn't it? But it's harder.
It's harder.
Yes.
Oh, recommendation?
That's far too hard.
That's far too hard. Okay. Venue.
No, that's one as well. So, listen, I could have had 1,000 hats on this bed.
1,000 hats. He stares wistfully towards the horizon.
Yes, but I am also staring at that.
You're late.
I'm late for dinner.
For an important date.
For a dear bunch of lads to celebrate one of those birthday. It's one of the more forgivable latenesses, but nonetheless.
When Ivo's late, he will waste more time explaining exactly why he's late. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, as it currently stands, I'm going to be 15 minutes late for a... So, Alex, I'm going to give you a quiz. How many questions? They're very quick answers. I think
they're going to be 10. Okay.
It's going to last 2 minutes. And how many passes?
Let's say I'm allowed 3 passes.
Okay.
Is that a lot of passes?
That's a lot of passes.
Two passes.
2 minutes. 2 passes. 2 hats. 2 friends. £5. Or £3.80.
Probably £3.80. But so do get on it.
Some people might have already.
Yeah.
Do the secret Patreon advertising of just telling people about it. People searching GeekPix on Patreon.
I did to explain the exact chronology for it. It was a real treat, actually.
Yeah, there's no need for that. I don't want to have to order my food via text, but it is looking that way. So, Alex, we've did 20 episodes in series one, yes. Which was basically 20 gigs, although one of them was a Glastonbury special. In one hat, there are 20 first tracks. And in one other hat, there are 20 closing tracks.
Oh, wow.
Of those set lists. For the Glastonbury episode, it is the first track that I saw at Glastonbury.
Okay, fine.
And the last track I saw at Glastonbury. And for gigs, which one of us is late for, that doesn't matter. It's just the first and last in the set list. You can draw from either hat at either time. I mean, what do you broadly think you would score higher on? Opening or closing?
Closing. Surely you've got to be the banger of the gig.
Luckily, I can't remember which hat is which.
We'll find out quickly. Am I plunging my hand
as blindly as possible? Plunge the hand. I'll time it, and you get two passes. And how many do you think you're going to get in this time out of a possible 40?
I'm going to hope for 20.
Ooh,
three.
Very interesting. Okay, are you ready? Go. He's gone for, and this is...
We've got Smoke, Caroline Polachek.
Yes, and we've established that is...
We've got Boys Don't Cry, The Cure.
He's sticking in the closing track
we've
pile.
We've got Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
Fantastic.
We've got 1901, Phoenix.
It's going
we've
well.
We've got The Ideal Husband, Father John Misty.
Yes, that's correct.
We've got Still Raining, something from the Glastonbury episode. No, okay. That's a pass.
I'm electing to pass.
I'm electing to pass. We've got...
You're not going for any
motion picture
tracks.
Soundtrack. That is Rick Simpson's rendition of Kid A.
Yes.
We've got Inhaler, Falls.
He's trying to do the whole... He's gone to the opening track.
Dark of the Matinee, Franz Ferdinand.
Impressive.
We've got Narcissus. Narcissus? Narcissus. Oh, is that Napalm Death?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Incredible performance. Yes.
We've got Bogus Operandi, The Hives. We've got Love, Lover, Friend. Fuck. What's Love, Lover, Friend? Shit. Okay, I'm going to have to pass that.
Okay, so he's had his two passes now.
This is bad. Unite in Grief, Kendrick Lamar, even though for me it was a medium chicken. We've got three lines. That is the Glastonbury special because you're watching the Lightning Seeds.
Yes, fantastic.
And then I'm going to go back to the closers because I don't trust hitting another pass. No One Is Lost, Stars.
Yes.
We've got, how am I doing for time? Rocket Man, Glastonbury special.
Yes.
You didn't see anything after Elton. BMBM, Black Midi.
Yes, got 15 seconds left.
We've got This Fire, Franz Ferdinand. We've got... Do You Think We'll Last Forever? We've Caroline Rose.
Yes.
We've got Cattails. Is that also Black Midi?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Oh,
ooh, and that's,
I'm out of time. I'm out of time.
That is the timer.
I'm pleased with my performance there, and I think...
Narcissus, Napalm Death was great. What was also, I wasted a second of your time trying to remember whether it was Napalm Death or Father John Misty.
I don't think that second is getting me through. Now, Cattails is... Oh,
we've
it's
mentioned
Big
him.
Thief.
Yes,
it's
it
Big
is.
Thief.
A Love, Love, a Friend was someone you mentioned right at the end of the quiz. You got the closing track, but the opening track was Love, Love, a Friend.
Oh, was that... That's Caroline Rose
that's
as well.
That's Caroline Rose. This is the interesting thing about the game, because you're absolutely right. The last track is nearly always a big banger, but Still Raining...
Still
was
Raining.
The, I think
was that Kendrick?
No, it was Self Esteem.
Oh.
It's a great Self-Esteem song, but it's probably not in the sort of 5 or even 10 Self-Esteem songs you'd expect the gig to be closed with. So there we go.
We've got 5 openers. My estimation, my hope was 23.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 openers. Closers still in the closing.
So I got 18. 23 was a ludicrous...
You've never done a quiz like this before. You had no idea.
No, but I was backing myself to do 1 every 5 seconds.
The speed was thrilling.
Thank you. Can we complete the slow with less jeopardy? We've got Lottery Noises.
What? Glad that didn't come up.
Is that also... Is that... No, but Napalm Death.
Come on.
I don't know what Lottery Noises is.
It is hard, isn't it? It's the last song by... This is bad. I'm undermining myself. Lottery Noises. I think it might have been... Oh, I do know. I've realised before. It's Always.
Oh, great. Ooh, Saviour.
You've just mentioned him a couple of times.
Kendrick?
Yep, you weren't there, to be fair. You've come lucky with what came out of the hat.
Lucky, yeah. There were a couple of bullets with my name. Siege of Power. That's Napalm Death, surely. Siege of Power. And then we've got Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God. Georgia.
Yes.
Sorry. Tick, Tick, Boom, The Hives. And we've got Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys. We go through the opening.
No, we can't. This is one of those points in my life where I go, let's go. I must prioritize the next thing ahead of the current thing, because I do love the current thing, especially when it's a bucket
thank
hat
you
full
for
of
that
song
quiz.
Titles. Alex,
what a lovely thing.
On the quiz.
Thank
and also
you.
Rocket Man was the last track of the Elton John on the Sunday headliner. I briefly went to a sort of rave.
You were giving me a stone circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like interminable drone brackets 18 minutes in stone circle is not what you're giving me on a piece of paper.
Well, I think stone circle would be quite easy, actually. Yeah. But yes, Rocket Man was the closing song of Glastonbury 2023. And what a great time it was. And what a great time this has been. And what a great time it could be in the future if you were prepared to pay anywhere between £3.80 and £5, brackets, or £10,000. Alex, thank you so much for steering the ship all the way to the cusp of S2 and accompanying Patreon. That's really exciting. And we've recorded loads of it already, and we know it's great. We've been to so many great gigs already for this, and festivals, and things we've watched. It's all happening.
It's all happening. See you all soon.
And my tour show's going to be good.